It's Here and Now. As part of an occasional series, we've been asking musicians, what do you think of when you think American music? Well, we've been getting a lot of different answers, including from our next guest. He got his start playing bass in New York's experimental jazz scene in the 1970s. He's now out with a new album called For Those Who Are Still.
When I think of American music, I think of things that reflect nature, that reflect people, that reflect the struggles that people are going through. And there are all kinds of people in America.
Some people think we don't have the right to say it's my country. Before they give in,
they'd rather fuss and fight
than say it's my country.
My name is William Parker. I'm an improvising musician. I live in New York City. And my first pick is a song by Curtis Mayfield entitled, This Is My Country.
This is my country. Doo-hoo.
Curtis's music was part of the soundtrack in my life when I was growing up. And he was very political, soulful, and it was always inspired us to hear his lyrics because they just were not empty about boy meets girl, but it was about loftier topics. And the forecast around it was that we have to unify or we will perish, you know, as a nation.
And I know you will give consideration. Shall we perish unjust or live equal as a nation? This is my country.
My next selection is from a Gary McFarlane record called America the Beautiful. And this track is called Due to Lack of Interest, Tomorrow Has Been Canceled. This album and that particular track and idea was a prediction that America, as we know it, was fading. The air was becoming unclean. The highways were dirty. It brought up the question, you know, who was interested? Who was interested in saving America? And then the title, you know, because of lack of interest, tomorrow has been canceled. Because of lack of interest, your future has been canceled. And I just found that really, really kept me on my toes. And in addition to that, the music was different. It had a cinematic quality, a blending of strings and then horns and then these funk rhythms. And it was very illuminating, and it would set your imagination off. Next track is from Ornette Coleman's Skies of America, and this one is called Sunday in America. Well, Sunday was always one of the favorite days. One could imagine oneself being on a spaceship and cruising over America watching things unfolding, watching people in the different states waking up, maybe hanging laundry, getting ready for church, making coffee in the morning, tending the fields, fixing a car, doing whatever we would do as Americans on Sunday morning. And so there's all of this, there's tension, there's release, there's this majesty, like behind all of these things, you have your mountains and you have your big trees and you have, you know, what's in people's hearts. And for me, that reflected all that. The next pick is a 49er song from Jim Pepper, who's a Cree and Kaw parentage as he's a Native American, indigenous. And this is called Wichita Toe. I met him in the 1980s, I guess, and he had just a different spirit and recalled a lot of songs from Native American repertoire, country and western songs, which he said that Indians sang. And I think this song just tells a story about a transformative experience this person had. And it's he's a very, 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 very interesting and creative person. If I had to pick a song from my own repertoire, and I have many, right now in this period, I would choose Cornmeal Dance. It's kind of a children's fairy tale. It's a call for peace and understanding. It's a prayer inspired by the Hopi Indians. And it's American because I'm American.
Beautiful flower covered by the sun, mother, ascending north to the forever mountain where it rains eternally.
Musician William Parker, his latest album is called For Those Who Are Still. You can find his American playlist and many more at hereandnow.org.
Covered by the sun, mother, ascending north to the forever mountains.